Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Speaking of not meeting, I really hope I don't meet that great white shark they found at Terrigal. Apparently on the local Facebook page or something, there was a tag and release great white at Terrigal yesterday at 4 o'clock. In, yes. 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
How big was the great white?
Anyone got any info on that? 13353.
How big was the great white?
Well, it just said shark at Terrigal on the Facebook page. The local...
They'd take it out a fair way, though, wouldn't they? They wouldn't just let it go.
Don't know.
You know, off the boat ramp. See you, buddy.
See you. On your way.
Yeah. Don't come back for a bit.
Don't come back for a bite.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Anyway.
We'll see if we can chase that up. Yeah. Hey, I was talking to Matty on the weekend. G'day, Matty. I'm going to not say where he works to protect the innocent, but we're looking at this morning. We should have listened. You should have listened. Oh. And how many times you get told that? Jeez, why didn't you listen to
me? Why didn't you listen?
And if you call on 13353 where you should have listened, we've got Rock at the Races, double pass up for grabs. Yeah. That'll be good. I can't wait to see Richard Clapton, Darryl Braithwaite.
That'll be good.
Yeah, Russell Morrison, all the team. But anyway, he was telling me his brother, who has a few, went out and had a couple. And anyway, what happened, he was outside and he tripped over the gutter, fell down onto his left side and smashed all the left side of his jaw.
Oh, cracked it. Ouch.
And they said, lay down, just stay down. We'll ring the ambulance and all will be good.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'll be right. All right. Got up, fainted, collapsed, hit himself on the right side.
Oh, no.
And did more damage on the right side than the left side. So for 2 months now, he's had his jaw wired and...
oh, no, poor bloke. Just stay there for a second.
There.
Don't get up.
But you know what? No, I'll be right. I'll be right. Get up with the pain. Smack. Should have listened. What happened? That's all we want to know.
I remember getting help to my feet after being in a hospital bed for a couple of days. And they said, just don't get up. Get up real slow. And I said, yeah, I'll be right. Yeah, I'll be right. And you go to get up. I'm sitting up on the bed and all of a sudden it all hits you at once. And
go.
Quickly throw up.
Yeah. Or sometimes
back down you go. Should have listened.
Yeah, once again, should have listened. What happened? 13353. Tell us this story.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, your parents are always right. Oh, don't do that. Sometimes your partner. Don't do that. Something will happen.
Should have listened.
What did you tell me about the rims? What happened with the tyres?
I was young. You know, I went up to the Food Plus to get. Then that was when there was a Food Plus. It's gone now. But I went to get a Coke because we were studying at my house. I was 17.
Yeah.
Had my little Mazda 929, 74 model, rear-wheel drive.
Mm.
And I've come around the corner about four blocks from home and I've got a little bit sideways around the corner because I just touched the accelerator and the back end had slipped out a bit, but it was wet. So it's gone right out. And I went, oh, no. And I tried to overcorrect. And then I've gone, oh, the wrong way. And ended up going two wheels straight into the gutter, popped them both. And then thought, no. I didn't want to admit to what I'd done, so I rolled home on my rims, completely stuffed them. Four blocks on rims.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Marky from Baddow Bay has got a story for us.
G'day, Mark from Baddow Bay.
G'day, guys. How you going this morning?
Yeah, not bad. You have a good weekend, Marky?
Oh, it's all right. We had a charity ride.
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, absolutely awesome. The weather gods blessed us and... looks like we haven't finalised yet, but close to the same money, 30 grand.
Right. Now, where did you go to effort. And from?
Yeah, so that's to the Central Coast Kids in Need.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, mate. And was that yesterday or Saturday?
Saturday. Well, blessed. We had the good day, not the crappy day.
Yeah, yesterday I saw a few bike riders around, and I thought, holy geez, in that wet weather.
No, the ride with the motorbikes.
Yeah, but that was on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday with the fine weather. Yeah, it was actually hot.
180-odd bikes there again. So,
brilliant stuff, mate.
What a crowd.
Yeah, tops.
It's getting better and better. But, mate, this morning we're looking at when should you have listened? What happened?
Well, everybody told me when I was going to get a vasectomy, look, you're going to feel fine. Take it easy. All you need to do is after the operation, get a bag of carrots, peas, lay them on your abdomen, just take it easy, watch a movie. So what did old stupid do? I got the chop, went straight to Erin Fair because I felt all right. And then that was on the Friday. And then on the Sunday, I'm right as rain. So I'll go walking around the Caribbean Camping Show down in Sydney. And
come on.
All of my legs, my abdomen, my groin all turned black, and I mean black with bruising. And I'd bend over double for the next couple of days of Crooker's Rookwood for a week.
Should have listened. Should have got those peas. Put it on the abdomen. Well, mate, we're going to rocket the races double pass for you. You're at the Entertainment Grounds next year, March 18, 2023, buddy.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Nice one. Daryl Braithwaite, Russell Morris, Richard Clapton, plenty more. Tickets to Ticketmaster, but you're there for free. Go well, Mark.
Legends. Thanks, boys. Thanks very much.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Did I miss that? Did I miss that a bit today? All right.
I saw you warming up for it.
All right.
And you've gone up on your tippy toes with your imaginary guitar.
All right. I missed it. Okay. I'll try and work on that at 10 past 8 on the Coast Zone 107.7.
Just leave it.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. What about this? You know, Dave Falk, we just played the Hoodoo Gurus. Text him.
Yeah.
Have a guess what?
Your imaginary mate.
Didn't get back. Matty Parrish, coach, local boy, coach of the Samoa.
Yeah, texted him.
Texted him because they had a win over England to the world.
That's right, they're in the final.
Samoa. Yeah,
and
Matty.
Didn't get back.
What about Slingers? Tommy Slingsby.
Tommy Slingsby.
Local boy, local boy. Message him about Australia's great win in the Dubai South Cup.
And did he? Didn't
get back. But.
You reckon I drop names?
Luckily, Claire Wheeler has joined us from the Combank Matildas. Good morning, Claire.
Thank God for you, Claire.
Hello. Good morning, Paddy and Rob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, everyone's not getting back to McCall's, Claire.
Oh. Don't worry about it. Tim, if you knew him up close, Claire, you wouldn't have taken this call either. But that's all right.
I'll take your word for it.
Hey, do your family, you're midfielder for the Combank Matildas. Do your family, are they from the Central Coast? They live around here, Claire.
Yeah, so my dad and my brother live in Newcastle, but the rest of my fam pretty much from the Central Coast, Saratoga, Davidstown kind of way.
Oh, you're Brilliant. Local.
That's good
you're
enough local. For us. You are local.
And now that we've got your number, Claire.
I'm adopted, am I?
Yes, you are. And now that we've got your number, we will be calling you all the time.
You'll get texts. I tell you what, every time you win a match, you're going to get texts from Paddy Gerard.
So, hey, and speaking of win, you guys had a great win over the world's number 2 ranked side, Sweden. On the weekend?
Yeah, no, it was a perfect day out of Melbourne, 4-0 against the world number 2. So it was definitely a good match leading into the World Cup for us, for sure.
Yeah, big crowd there too.
Yeah, you play world number 2 and you absolutely flog them. 4-0 is a flogging. What was the feeling amongst you guys? Was it a surprise or were you sort of, you know, was you expecting to beat them?
I think we go into every game wanting to win, for sure. And this game, I think we just played to our strengths and everything came together. I think on the day, you know, we've had a lot of learnings the last couple of months that things are starting to piece together and it's a good time heading into the World Cup.
And Claire, you're with the Combank Matildas, but you do play for Everton. What's it like? Do you love England?
I do. It's not like home. Certainly no nice weather and beaches for sure, but it's good being up in Liverpool, playing with Everton, getting to play full time. It's, you know, the environment that I need to be in to make sure that I'm there for the World Cup.
Freezing cold too, I bet. You ever played on a frozen ground?
Not yet in England, but I have in Denmark. I have played in snow. The novelty of snow wears off quite quickly.
After about three minutes.
Did you go do the snow angel?
It's what the goalies do when the ball's at the other end.
I don't know. I just wouldn't be a goalie. I swear to God, it's that cold. It's freezing.
You know what? I would not be a goalie because they get blamed for everything.
You can't catch.
I can't catch. And my nose would be able to whack the ball. But, geez, I'd hate to be a goalie. A lot of pressure on the goalies, isn't it?
It is. I feel like sometimes, you know, it's a lot of pressure, but everyone gets around them. You know, they have a really important job for sure. And, you know, we love our goalies. You can't play a game without them.
Now, the good news is the Combank Matildas are coming to the Central Coast tomorrow, taking on Thailand in the last match of the year. Will all the fan band be heading out for this?
Yes, the fan band, the troop will be heading out, which is really lucky to have and get to see them. We don't really get to see them a lot through the year playing overseas, so it's special to be able to play on the Central Coast and have them in the stands. It'd be really special.
Yeah, for sure. What's Thailand like? I know you're going to go out to win, but what are they like as a team, as an opposition?
Yeah, we played them in AFC and, you know, we got the win there 2-1. You know, they're a good side. They play a different style of football in comparison to the way Sweden play, and it's important for us to play different teams, to play against different styles, to make sure that we have experience against different nations and what we're going to see in the World Cup.
And will you be playing tomorrow night, Claire?
I guess you'll have to wait and see, or maybe come to the game.
All right. What about Sam? Is Sam playing? Sam Kerr?
You know, she's fit to play. You know, we'll want to go out and win. So Tony will put, you know, the side out that he thinks will be able to do that job. And regardless of whoever's on the pitch, you know, we want to in the best way.
All right. Well, listen, all the best. Hope
Take
you get a big crowd. And like you took it to Sweden at Amy Park in Melbourne on the weekend. All about, hey, thanks for calling us. Now that we've gotten your number, God, we're going to annoy you. Letting you know.
Just wait, your phone, once you guys get to world number one, which can happen any day now.
We will be jumping on the bandwagon, Claire.
Yeah, I'll save this number then.
Claire Wheeler. She's virtually local.
You don't know what you've done.
Playing for the Combank Matildas on the Central Coast tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, Claire.
Thanks for having me, Paddy and Rob.
Take care. And tickets available for that match as well.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I text Matty Parrish, who a local boy, former local bloke. Of course, Matty was coach of the Tigers, the entrance Tigers. I went, hey, Matty, congrats on getting to the final, mate, because he's the coach of Samoa.
Mm.
And they had, on the weekend, because they beat the Poms, weren't supposed to beat the Poms in the rugby league.
Never were.
No, not at all.
No one expected it. Not after the flogging they copped in the first matchup.
It was 60-6.
Yeah.
And they come out, like they've got eight players from the Penrith side. Good squad. It's a good bloody team. So, and they won 27-26 over the Poms. So they now take
that Poms.
Yeah, they now take on Australia on Sunday morning. I think it's early, about 3 o'clock. So I text Matty. I said, hey, Matt, congratulations on the final, mate. If possible, could Rob and I give you a call at 6 tonight, your time, to chat about beating the Poms in the final?
Just want to tell everyone that you know the coach.
Yeah. Oh, he does. He's called us a lot of times. And have a guess what Matty said. Didn't get back.
No, didn't get back.
But he will. He will get back. But I'd like to see them win. Just a little bit. Blaze, hello.
G'day, Blaze.
Hi.
How you going?
Good, how are you?
Would you like to see Samoa win?
I actually wouldn't mind them winning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's okay being the underdogs. I mean, Australia was once known as the underdogs of the sporting world.
Yeah, I know. I would love, because they've got Jerome Luai there.
Australia loves an underdog.
Brian To'o. They've got a good team.
Australia loves an underdog. So, yeah, I don't think it's un-Australian to want Samoa to win. No.
Yes, because I looked
at
that. But
then until they win, and then what? Hang on.
No. You just go, I should have went for a play. No, you go for the underdog. Okay. That's what Australians do.
All right, okay, so we go for Samoa. We go for Samoa.
Okay.
Okay. Blaze, we're going to give you a six-pack of frothies. Well done, thanks to Central Coast Brewery. So you've got a six-pack.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you. And that's our new beer we're giving away.
Hey?
That's our new beer we're giving away. Two heads, thanks to Central Coast Brewery at Tuggera.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah,
thank
nice
you.
One.
One thing, though, Blaze. What if Australia were playing England and England were considered the underdog? Would you go for England?
No.
No.
No. No.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, Blazey. We've got Matty from Greenpoint. G'day, Matty.
G'day.
Mate, is it kind of un-Australian to go for Samoa?
It's kind of un-Australian, but listen, don't worry about being Australian, mate. You've made a beer. Once you've made a beer, you're permanently Australian.
Bulletproof. Okay. We're not supposed to.
We're not supposed to because we've run out, but we're going to give you a six-pack.
Can you give Matty Greenpoint? Because he said it's un-Australian, but because we've made a beer, it's back to being Australian. You've got a six-pack, mate.
100%. Thanks, guys. I look forward to trying it.
Yeah, it's a nice drop. It's a pale ale.
I really like it.
From Adrian, also Duane, from Tuggera there, up in Tuggera Business Park, Central Coast Brewing. And we took some home on the weekend. You try yours?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
Delicious.
We're not going to take too many home because we've got to give it to you.
No, well, that's right.
Exactly. That's right. 30. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Will we be in trouble if we give another six-pack of beer? Right, Chloe, our producer.
Yes, stop it.
All right, okay. So we can't give...
We've got four a day. Tomorrow we've now got three to give away.
No.
Who's been giving them away?
You have. Right. You've given them away to all your mates to keep...
No, they weren't my mates. I didn't know Blaze or Matty from Greenpoint. He's a nice bloke, though, so is Blaze.
And then Rob stole about 40 on Friday.
Okay, turn her off. It was only 30. It was only five six packs.
It was. That is a lie.
Our two heads. No, it was. How many did you take? We only took 1 6
only
pack.
Six.
Home.
Not 6 6 packs. Just one.
It was.
Then Rob took Justin's home as well.
Justin couldn't finish his.
Justin haven't done it. Okay, we'll turn that. Better turn her off now. Australian cricketer Glenn Maxwell could be facing 3 months on the sidelines after breaking his leg in a freak accident on Saturday. So Cricket Australia has confirmed the Victorian all-rounder was forced to undergo surgery on Sunday afternoon after suffering a fractured left fibula during a friend's 50th birthday party. Did you break anything on the weekend?
Your birthday party.
He was
dancing on a table by the sounds of it.
Oh, might have been on the ceiling, Robert.
Could have been. That's where you dance.
Because you do. Especially when you've had a few two heads.
Yep.
If you want to have a chat about anything whatsoever, 133353, that is their number to call. You might want to say hello to someone, thank someone. They may have done something really. And we've got no beer to give away. No two heads this time. No, tomorrow. More tomorrow. Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, g'day, Mark, too. Met Mark on Saturday. He's an upholsterer. He's a good bloke.
G'day, Mark.
Unfortunately, I have no upholstery work to be done.
That's
so I'm not going to mention the business.
Is that a dying art?
Probably.
People
didn't ask him. I'll try and find out.
I remember Mum and Dad reupholstered a sofa once. It was the same sofa in that lounge room for
There's probably a lot of businesses, though. There's probably a lot of businesses that need it.
It's a lot of money for a new sofa. If you reupholster it, you get a lot of life out
of it.
Same
like you look at, say, you go to the gym and you look at all the the benches and everything that need to be done, and if they're ripped, they had to have to be done. So
upholstered.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of business. You know what? I did speak to Jace on the weekend, and he was saying he's in the timber game, and he said things have started to slow up a bit.
Really?
That's what he said.
Must be true.
Must be true then. 3 to 9. Hang on. Oh, Triple M Big Band. You want to have a chat about anything? Where's Benny from Blue Haven? He normally calls.
Not even sure.
He must hate us.
He's busy.
Oh, yeah, probably is.
Mate, we'll see if things are slowing up or not.
Toilets.
Hey, we've got the text line, though. I really like the text line.
What do you
the
got?
The text line is 0482 08 1077.
Yeah.
Says, yes, Paddy is un-Australian, mate.
Who said that? Because I'm going for Samoa.
This is Sharon from East Gosford. Going for Samoa.
Oh, sorry, Sharon.
But.
Yeah.
No, she just says you're un-Australian, full stop. But go the underdogs. So she's with you on Samoa. She just calls you un-Australian.
I'd like
May
to see.
May the best team win. Aussie.
Like, wouldn't it be great? It would be great just for something different. I don't know whether they will.
No, you say that until it happens. I remember.
All right, okay.
Oh,
all right, okay.
I remember the Wallabies used to beat the All Blacks on regular occasions back in early to mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I said one day, gee, I wish they'd make it close, and they beat us.
Oh, what
and
about...
And I wasn't happy again.
We haven't spoken about the Australian Rugby Union.
No, we haven't. What we're not going to either.
They lost to Italy.
Stop. That's
first time
terrible.
In 40 years. What else you got on the
I've got
line?
Bev from Gosford just saying, morning, happy Mad Monday. Is it Mad Monday?
Yeah, we're going to be crazy.
Just any day's mad. And then one more, Greg from Baddow Bay, how good would it be, says, if you cracked the lid on your esky, dug down deep into the ice and pulled out an ice cold two heads and shared it with the fellow greenkeepers at the beautiful Baddow Bay Bowling Club.
Can he do that?
Yes, he can. Oh, we're going to get one.
Chloe.
We have one more six pack. We just gave one more to Greg.
Don't swear. Are we able to do that, Chloe? She's shaking her head, our producer. How many six packs do we have to give away tomorrow?
It's like kids at Christmas. At least we're sharing.
Chloe said to us, you two are like just kids in a lolly shop.
At least we're sharing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chloe.
That's right.
We might have to put a special order to
we're going to have to
Adrian
ring up and
Duane.
Ask for more beer.
I think we might. People have been going up there. I don't think you can buy it. I know Mickey D's been going up there salivating.
Well, he's camped out the front.
Where's my six pack?
So more six packs to be given away tomorrow. Mate, Mickey D's coming in after 9. How were the crowded house, mate?
Well, what a great night. If many coasties were there, imagine.
Yeah.
And the storm came through and put it on hold for a bit. Boy and Bear were playing, and this huge electrical storm came across from the west. And they said, look, go back to your cars because the lightning...
Oh, did they really?
They stopped. Well, they said to people, you should go back to your cars. But a lot of people just stuck it out.
Yeah.
Ponchos, thousands of people. And then the storm passed and about 20 minutes late, but they played 2 hours. Crowded House came on. Amazing.
Really good.
Amazing.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. What's coming up after 9, buddy?
Mead, we've got plenty of good things. More good times and greatest hits while you work. Paddy and Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a six pack of two heads?
No, I didn't.
Doing a six pack?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get one?
Yeah, Chloe. Oh.
Thanks, Chloe.
We are going to run
she's
out.
She's doing the inventory and she's snaky because we have X amount to be given away per
and
day.
And you've done more than you should.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have today.
By 50% typical. More.
And another six pack
typical.
For you. Put another six pack down for Mickey, Chloe.
Thanks, we've got to
get
Chloe.
Out of here. Thanks, Chloe. She's shaking her head. We've got to get out of here.
Yeah, drink responsibly.
Yeah,
please.
Make sure you do. Mickey's.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.